זכריה 9:9, זכריה 9:9. גילי מאוד בת ציון, הריאי בת ירושלם, הנה מלכך יבוא לך, צדיק ונושה הוא, אני ורוכב על חמור ועל עיר בן אתונות. And in English, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Zechariah was a prophet who existed somewhere in the 5th century BC, an estimated 600 years before Christ was born, or the coming of Christ. Now, in these two sentences, we see Zechariah say that the king will come. He will be poor, he will ride on a donkey, and he who is the son of David will bring back the glory, restoring the Jewish people back to their glory. Now, in Matthew 21:2-3, it is said, go into the village opposite of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them. And the way Jesus preached was with great humility. It was only natural that he would choose a donkey, the symbol of humility. So Zechariah in chapter 9 says, Jerusalem, Yerushalayim hineh malkech, yavo lach tzadik venosha, hu ani verochev al chamor. Meaning, Jerusalem, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey. Now, in Matthew 21:2-3, we have the description of Jesus ordering his disciples to go and get him a donkey and a colt, just like Zechariah said 600 years ago. It is no coincidence that Jesus chose a donkey and a colt to enter Jerusalem. Jesus and Jesus' words have been known to be said with great humility. Humility equaling a donkey. A donkey being the most, it's the symbol of humility, the most hard-working, burden-carrying animal. Riding a donkey is considered to be mockery. People make fun of you. Who rides a donkey? Even the slaves don't ride donkeys. When Alexander the Great conquered cities, back in the days that Greece was a great empire, he used to enter on a big white horse that everybody would see his glory. And here comes a man entering a city on a donkey. It is the most preposterous sight. Yet, there is only one man who will make that sight reasonable, and he will make that sight profound, and that is the Messiah. And that was Jesus, when Jesus said to his disciples, go get me the donkey. So here comes Jesus, as predicted in Zechariah, riding into town on a donkey, a colt by his side. And the first thing he does when he enters the city, he goes to the temple. Now, there are people cheering for him because the word of Jesus has started to spread. The Jewish leadership is afraid of him because this is not another prophet. This prophet, his word is growing strong with the people. And then opposed to all other prophets, he dares now to show up in the temple, in the holy city, with a donkey. Which means only one thing, he's taking upon himself to be the Messiah.